everyone, and welcome to the next segment of Mia the Lady Gamer on the Second Funniest Podcast. Today, I have with me one of my co-hosts. I'm going to have one more than one. Yes, I am crazy. Love you too, hon. And she is the one, the only, the early adopter of children, Jessica Wisman.
Hi there.
Hi. You know why I'm adding her to the show as sort of a side thing? Because she is the Kevin to my Justin. Because I'm the funny one and Kevin is my sidekick. Actually, you're my sidekick. Kevin is Justin's sidekick. I totally messed that one up. I've been planning that one for weeks.
Nice.
Okay. So, I forgot to mention this with you. You're going to be one of my peoples I have on, because occasionally I'm going to record by myself. And then occasionally I'm going to have you, and then occasionally I'm going to have Maggie. And so it depends on what sort of genres, because you and I are into different games, and she and I are into different games, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, oh, okay. I'm not saying, I'm just telling you to hurt your feelings.
Why would you think my feelings would be hurt, honey?
I'm not saying, I'm just giving you a heads up, saying, okay, because, like, I'm into different games, I mean, like, and then you were like, hey, I don't want to play Portal because I don't know what it's about.
No, I said I just haven't had any real interest in playing it until you started talking to me about it.
Okay, woman, when you come up here, we're going to play some Portal and we're going to have some cake. Except that last part was a lie. Anyways, today...
Just don't withhold the spoon, okay?
What spoon? You're not going to eat cake with a spoon.
But the cake is a lie. I can eat it with whatever I want.
Okay. We're going to set this straight right now, lady. You are not allowed to say that joke anymore until you've played Portal. Seriously. No! Bad. Okay. Anyways. My brain farted. I was totally about to say something. So good at this recording thing. Okay. Also, yeah. Oh yeah.
In case you can't tell.
You know what? Hush. I'm gonna come over there and hurt you. Through the internet. Anywho, also I'm doing, for the listeners out there, I'm doing a new thing with my intro music now. What I'm gonna do now is, since I can't necessarily do a music episode of what good video game music I like, I'm just gonna do, every new segment I do is gonna have a different theme music. Hey, Jess, pick video game music that you think should be at the beginning of this. Something quick, off the top of your head. Go.
Oh, get something from Jack and Daxter. You like that.
Okay, cool. Cool. Which one? First one, second one, third one?
First one.
Okay, cool. Oh, hey, I should totally put, like, the loading music in. Oh, no, Sentinel Village. No, not Sentinel Village. It's Sentinel Beach. It's, Sandover Village. Anyways, yeah, such a bad Jack and Daxter fan. Anywho, today, because Jess is girly and a hopeless romantic, I thought she would be the best person to discuss with the gamer candy issue. Woot!
Okay, oh gonna... dear, the gamer candy.
The gamer candy. The candy for gamers. So delicious. Okay, yes, yeah, so... It was either a week or a month or something or other ago. I made a post on the Facebook page going, okay, ladies and gents, and to all the ambisextras out there, I got an idea for a new segment of mine. Dear God, I have to make the font size bigger because it is like 7.5 and I am blind as a bat. 16, oh, that should be big enough.
You're not that blind, honey.
I'm wearing glasses and you're not.
Oh, still, I know people blinder than you are.
Okay, so anyways, I got an idea for a new segment of mine, Gamer Candy. Who's yours? I enjoy Jack, Cartho Nasty, and a few others. Who do you like to oogle while you play? My list is very short, being a lady gamer, but do you think women should be allowed more gamer candy? I think yes, of course. But that's
I think so, too. I think it's really ridiculous that, you know, most of the females in these video games are supposed to be, like, these hot, sexy girls.
Aw, yeah.
And then most of the guys are just, like... okay, where did you come from? Mars?
I have testosterone, therefore I am attractive.
That's pretty typical.
So that's just what it seems like, and I'm like, that dude's not cute. But, like, here, let me go through the list, because a few interesting points were given. Chris Perry was the first to comment and said, Samus, because she's more than a pair of breasts tacked onto an armor suit. She's my original crush. Also, she could totally kick my butt, so I feel enamored whenever I play.
You know what? Samus is hot, though.
Indeed, she is.
Even coming from another girl, you know?
Yeah, if I were a dude.
Hey, girls in bounty hunter costumes like that, man.
Well, you know what? Leia wasn't very hot in her bounty hunter costume.
Yeah, but she wasn't trying to be very hot in her bounty hunter costume.
Indeed.
I think she was trying to look like a guy.
My name is Bossk. Can I get your number? I'm gonna buy you a drink. Why no answer?
Wow.
I thought you wanted to buy me a drink.
Honey, you can't drink yet.
Neither can you. So shut up.
I'll be able to drink before you, though.
You know, for a month and a half. Like I said, shut up. Okay, Sly Daniels says, changing subject, female game characters that I find attractive are Fang from Final Fantasy XIII, Yuffie from Final Fantasy VII, and Yuri Han from Street Fighter. And then you say, most girls ooh and ah over Kratos from Tales of Symphonia, but I don't get it, lol. And then Chris Perry goes, Kratos was baller. And quite frankly, I don't know what that means. That does not sound American. So I'm gonna look it up. Bourbon
Dictionary. I don't know, you might not want to look that one up, honey.
I think I'm gonna be scarred for life.
Probably. Most okay. likely.
Okay. Baller. A thug that has made it to the big time. Originally referred to ball players that made it out of the streets to make millions as a pro ball player. But now is used to describe any thug that is living large. Okay. Absolutely. I can see the context there. But you apparently from our experienced lady gamer who has played the game, you say no.
You know what? I also tend to be different in my view of what's cute or not.
Mm.
And you know this.
Yeah, true.
So here, let me show you a picture.
Yeah, just a second. Samuel Winston Spencer says, I just remember Lara Croft and like all female characters from the Time Splitter series. I know who Lara Croft is. I know someone who plays Time Splitters. I've not yet played it myself. Philip Kasarik says, Lara Croft, Angel of Darkness, Chloe Fraser from Uncharted, Noriko from Heavenly Sword, Asuka Kazama from Tekken, Viper from Street Fighter, Lightning from Final Fantasy. I can do this all night long. All night long, all night.
Okay, hold on.
All night, all night long. Oh, he's not that bad looking. But he just looks like, he's like generic anime guy.
Yeah, he's like fuzzy head, so.
My hair is fuzzy. Because I'm generic anime.
I'm bringing Tales of Symphonia when I come up there and we're going to play it. But the game takes like at least 100 hours to play through the first time through. But you can also have up to like four people playing it at the same time. So
nice. Okay, cool.
One person controlling it, and then in the battle scenes you can have a couple of controllers hooked up.
Cool. And then Jamie Butcher says Nathan Drake. Nathan Drake is pretty cute and I absolutely adore his voice actor. Nolan North. I still haven't finished listening to the old Nolan North one. And my dog just, like, barged into the room. Get out! God, I'm trying to record stuff. And, like, crazy stuff is happening behind me. And the cats are, like, attacking his face. Anyways.
Yeah, that pretty much describes her animals.
Yep. And then Kevin says, Mia, aren't most game characters male, all Ripley and awesome? I think this topic deserves some serious discussion. And then,
most game characters are male, but I don't know that they're all awesome.
Exactly. Like I said, I commented, just because most characters are male doesn't mean that ladies find them attractive. It's just that the game companies go out of their way to make gamer candy for dudes, but women get, well, he's a man, isn't he? Just saying.
Yeah.
And then, like, main character, who is usually supposed to be, oh, love interest, all the ladies are like, oh, swoony McSwoon, swoon.
You know what? Just like,
what?
You know what? The only real cute guys I've ever seen in a video game are in the Harvest Moon games.
Yeah, the only problem is that I have with them being cute is that they're also chibi, which also sort of makes them look like kids.
You know what? Not in all of the games, though.
True. The new ones for,
The new Wii ones, they're actually, like, normal anime guys. And those
I know.
At least half of the guys in there are really adorable.
Yeah, Julian scares me. My mom saw him and was like, and that's a dude? I'm like, yes. But it's the purple hair and the heels and the fabulousness. I'm like, just ignore him. Let's scroll on to the rest of the list, Mom. And then there's Owen. He has muzzles. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I was, like, so disappointed. I, like, saved up all my money just to, like, give him presents. I'm like, Owen, will you have this? Please, 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 please. And he's like, sure. And he just takes it every day. And then, like, 2 months later, I'm like, okay, shouldn't he be up, like, a couple heart levels now? Because, seriously, I was giving him presents every chance I got. Next thing I know, Luke shows up at my front door going, here's a present. I'm like, okay, I haven't spoken to you since the beginning of the game. Why are you giving me a present? And I saw that he was at 2 hearts. I'm like, what the heck? Turns out, you're supposed to work where they work. And if you work where they work and give them presents, it, like, ups their heart level really fast. And so I was just like, I was so disappointed. You know what? I was like, screw you, Owen. Like, I'll just marry this guy. Because apparently, if I talk to him, that will make him love me, like, 10 times as much that he already does. Because apparently he's a creepy stalker.
Yeah, so. And you know what? You're one to talk about that, Mia.
Yo, oh, shut. Oh, I am not a creepy.
You know all the creepy Kevin and Justin pictures you've been posting all up on the podcast page? You freaked the guys out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
Oh God! I can't wait to hear my awesome laugh later when this is when I finish editing this. You have a pretty nice evil laugh yourself. Sweetness.
You know what? That's not as evil as it can get. I work as a mad scientist, girl. I've got it. I can do an evil laugh.
True. You don't have to do it now. Oh.
This is my favorite of the pictures you posted.
Oh, the one of Justin sticking his tongue out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then there's that one guy who posted, like, who is this loser? And I'm like, this is Justin from the podcast, dude. Wow. And he's like, JK, I knew it was him. And I'm like, sure you did. Sure. Just open mouth, insert foot.
The reason why I remember that one so well is because of your caption on it. I tooted.
Oh, I didn't even remember what caption I put on that one. That was like...
It's under the picture, honey.
I know, it's just the thing is like, I finished stalking you guys long ago. I don't feel like stalking you guys at the moment, so. Anyways, back to talking about boys.
Well, we are talking about boys.
I don't want to talk about Justin and Kevin, they're hitched.
Well, you were talking about Portal earlier, why don't we talk about the picture of Kevin where you said his cake isn't a lie?
No, woman, you can't talk about Portal until you have at least played the demo, which is free, and it gives you the first...
Talk about it.
What? Oh, dude, I already gave a subject. Shut up and, like, go back to the subject. Anyways.
See, this is my job to keep Mia off track.
Oh, good God. I swear, why did I agree to this?
Hey,
why did I ask you?
Mia.
You know what?
Seriously, you guys.
Once we are done recording this, I'm gonna. Well, there's gonna be some beating up, even though we're in.
Well, like, hey, you were the one that called me up and just said, "Hey, you're gonna be my co-host a couple times, okay?" okay.
Yeah.
I wish you would have cleared that with me first, but okay.
Hi, we're back. Wow. Okay, I'm going to have to edit so much arguing out. I swear. Or maybe I'll just leave the entire unadulterated thing.
Or maybe we could just re-record it.
No, I'll just... I like it the way it is.
Yes, this shows the us in our natural environments.
Yes, in our natural habitats. Watch the Mia as she strangles the Jesse by the throat. Anywho, so we're going to pick this conversation up in a second segment because someone is being a brat. I want to have a serious conversation, and I can't, like, take up, like, 30 minutes of the podcast just because we were talking so much. Okay, let's just take a couple more minutes. We're taking a couple more minutes, Justin Gavin. I'm so sorry. Have mercy upon my soul. Okay.
Well, hey, okay. They take up an hour with their talking. We got some time.
Okay. So let's just, like, finish the conversation about, like, Yammer Candy. Like, okay, there's some games where I've played it, and yet I was... Which are the ones that are... Oh, man. I'm trying to think of the ones that I played the game, and yet I was super disappointed with said choices. It would probably be some of the Harvest Moon ones. I'm trying to think of, like, more action-y ones. There are no cute guys in Portal. No cute guys in Portal. Unless you count Gladys's anger sphere, but all he does is sit there and go, I'm angry!
Well, Metroid is kind of disappointing, but there's also no guys, period, except in Other M, pretty much. So it's kind of disappointing for the female players.
Metroid, it's filled with estrogen!
Maybe that's why it attracts guys so much.
That's one. But then why aren't more women playing action games? Since there are, like, dudes that are like, this is my shirt. This is my shirt when it's off my body.
So. I'm too sexy for my shirt. No.
No, you're not. Put that back on. Put it back on.
I didn't take it off.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Webcam's not on.
God.
I have a very visual imagination thing inside my head. Anyway.
Well, I don't want to know about what you're envisioning, honey.
Oh, God. Today I played Scrabble. And I had like four eyes on my little Scrabble-y thing. And the only word that I could spell off anything else was tit. I was so ashamed.
Wow.
Almost as bad as when I started a game with the word rape. So.
You know what?
Yes.
All I gotta say is it's a good thing most of the listeners to this podcast are adults, man.
You know what? Shush. Okay. And then the guy I was playing Scrabble with is like, don't worry about it. It's a bird. So, it's a type of bird. But anyways, yeah, so.
Darn it, my turnover's gone.
Sad pickle. Anyways, and then one of my friends was like, this one guy... Aether or whatever from Assassin's Creed. There we go. Had to think about that one for a second. And she also said Kirby. Those curves. She was kidding, though. Curves. I like my men pink and curvy. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Whatever it's supposed to mean is pretty scary.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you on that one. Anywho, but yeah, other games like Crash Bandicoot isn't hot. I played that a lot in my childhood. Rayman.
Yeah, I can.
Rayman's gotten cuter over the years, though.
I can attest to that one.
Rayman has gotten cuter over the years. I like his new haircut.
Yes, he has. Good point. But I don't know, the lack of arms and legs is kind of a turn off.
To you.
Just kidding. I don't want to know where you were going with that one.
I don't even know where I was going with that one. Okay. And then Jess and Mia bought tickets to a new train of thought. Anyways. I don't know, I'm just... usually the older games, I think of, oh my gosh, Link. Link is adorable. Like older Link in Ocarina of Time. Oh my gosh, so cute. It's a cutie.
Let's see. I'm trying to think who I can think of that's cute. I didn't play a lot of video games when I was younger. So most of the stuff I know of is new.
Well, this thing, I'm just trying to think of stuff in general, and that's the hard part. I'm having a hard time coming up with Lady Gamer Candy.
I have a question for you.
Oh, goodness.
Does the Lady Gamer Candy have to be human?
I don't think so. Because Link, I think, is an elf thing.
You know what I mean. Humanoid.
Humanoid, sure. Where are we going with this?
Oh, I was going to say, you're totally forgetting about Sonic here.
Sonic is no longer my crush.
Well, I'm not talking about... I'm just talking about the characters. I'm not even talking about the games anymore. The old games were cool, the new ones not so much, but the characters...
Speaking of which, have you listened to Sonic's new voice actor? Cute. Oh, and I saw a picture of him, too.
His new voice actor. I'm so behind the loop.
Oh, everyone got new voice actors except Eggman. And what? What's funny about that?
I don't know. There's just something funny about that.
And the funny thing is, I would hear Michael Pollock. That was the name of his name. Yes, the name of the voice actor. That was the name of the voice actor who was Eggman. And I'd hear him in the games after Dean Bristow died. Dean Bristow, rest in peace. He was the voice of Eggman up until Sonic Heroes. And he was replaced, and they're like, hey, let's make a really sucky Sonic cartoon that everyone will hate, except the noobs. And everyone, the entire voice cast got replaced, and someone is ringing the doorbell. I'm going to hurt someone later. Anyways, and they got in Michael Pollock, and I just thought, oh my god, this guy is absolutely terrible. And then I'd hear him in other roles, and I'm like, okay, what is it? And then I heard him in the new game for the Kinect, Sonic Free Riders, which is actually halfway decent. Everyone got new voices. Everyone. Cream, I actually don't feel the need to punch her in the face anymore.
Oh, really?
I know.
That's going to warrant some looking into.
Exactly.
Because if Cream is not annoying, then this could be a good thing.
Rouge's voice got a little younger and a little less deep. I like her, like, I'm deep and sexy and these are my boobs.
you know, with whatever size her cups are, she should have a deep voice.
I know. I mean, like, I mean,
she doesn't need to sound young with the
exactly
like that.
I mean, like, seriously, I mean, those things must be, like, crushing her rib cage. Oh my god.
You know what? It's a wonder she hasn't fallen over already from it.
Hey, she doesn't need to walk. She's got wings. She can fly.
Yeah, expand them like a parachute to catch her, you know?
Exactly. And then...
That's why they're always out, never tucked in behind her.
Exactly. And then she's using them for balance.
What about Jack and Daxter?
Just a second, I haven't finished with that. Oh. My thought. Everyone got new voice actors, and when my brother was playing it the other day, I would hear Eggman, I'm like, oh, it's the voice direction thing that Kevin was talking about earlier. Because the voice acting might be perfectly fine, but the way it's, you know, directed and the way that it's edited together later, it just, I don't know, it may or may not just sound super duper awkward. And for some, the new voice director is finally letting him get into the personality of the character. I mean, for a couple of years, Eggman has sounded like Eggman, like the original Eggman and Kirk got together and went to Vegas. Somehow that brought forth a child, and the speech was just so choppy, it was painful to listen to. I'm not sure if that was the same thing that, you know, you've noticed in, like, with Robotnik or Eggman or whatever the heck you want to call him in the last few games.
I don't know. I haven't been playing the games because the new Sonic games are a travesty.
Thank you.
The only one I'm even remotely interested in is the new one, the Episode 4 or whatever it is.
Uh-huh. And Sonic Colors. Apparently Sonic Colors has been getting rave reviews. I haven't played that one yet. It's for the Wii.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's got an awesome theme song. I'm going to be getting my hands on that shortly. Well, anyways, Jeff.
They have a copy at my local video store, so I may have to rent it.
For a second, I thought you were going to say that like they have a copy at my local library. And, like, your library rents out games?
I wish.
So, Jack and Daxter. Oh, yeah. I always had a crush on Daxter, and it's super creepy considering the fact that he's the same, his voice actor is the same age as my mom. What? Shut up. And
well,
Jack's...
We always knew you were creepy, honey.
Mm. And Jack's voice actor is the same age as Kevin. So...
Nice.
So, Kevin's
not good there.
Kevin is 33. A.K.A. still too old for me.
And too married for you, I think.
Yeah. I don't think Michael Irwin's married, though. Oh my gosh, speaking of which...
You know what, he's even too older for you than Kevin, so we're not even going to go there.
But no, seriously, have you seen his face? It's one of those things where it's like, hey, the character looks similar to, you know, the voice actor. I love that.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. I was like, oh my gosh.
That's Daxter?
No, Jack. If you, like, give him a goatee and, like, some hair and Photoshop that sucker up, that would totally look like Jack. Not even kidding you. So cool.
Interesting. You'll have to show me.
And you know what's really amusing? Is that, like, remember Torn? I love Torn.
Oh, yes. She talks about Torn all the time, man.
No, I don't. Torn
you
is...
too.
Torn is cool because he's got that, like, wicked sweet knife, which you only see at the beginning of the second game, and then you never see it ever again. But, The funny thing is, Torn is, like, super tall and skinny, and he's got, like, the, like, super sharp, you know, facial features. And his voice actor is, like, roughly about my height. Yeah. And that just amuses the heck out of me. To no end. But, hey, Torn is cute. I think I'd have to say most of the guy video game characters that I think are cute would probably be in the Jack and Daxter series.
Do you know what, though? My favorite character from the Jack and Daxter series isn't even one of the cute guys.
Who?
My favorite character is Crew.
Oh my god, yes! I love Crew. Too bad he got killed off.
He's awesome! He's an amazing villain.
Oh, I know, and like, and the funny thing is he kind of does look like his voice actor, like face-wise, not like body-wise.
Oh, I hope not.
I know, he's like, floats around that chair with those nubby little legs.
If he looked like his voice actor, like in body, I would feel so sorry for the voice actor. I'd be like, oh.
Exactly. Just like, he's a scary dude. I thought you were going to say something like Damus.
Uh-uh. I haven't even played Jack 3 at all yet.
Well, you've seen the cutscenes.
Yeah, you know, I watched you play it partway through, but I still need to play Sly 1.
Yeah, you have to play it before you bring it up here, so I know what I'm doing somewhat.
Yeah. Well, I haven't even played any of the Sly games yet, so I feel really weird being on this podcast.
Oh, don't worry about it. I haven't played the first one, so...
Well, you've at least played 2 and 3.
Yeah, I haven't played the third one because I keep getting raped by pirates, so... It's just...
Pirates rape!
Exactly. Because I keep trying... Okay, you're in this... in the second to the last level of the game, you're in this pirate area, and... Okay, so you get your own ship, and you're like, dude, sweet, I got my own pirate ship. This is totally awesome. And so you're going around, and then there are other pirates out there looking for you, and you're like, crap, sneak, 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 sneak. And then occasionally one of the pirate ships was like, hey, look over there, and you're like, poop. And then you have to fight them, and I'm terrible at fighting them, and I'm also stingy and very greedy, so if I take them down, I try to, like, board them so that I can take their treasure.
You know what?
And then the captain kills me.
There's this, the part in Jack 1, okay? In Jack 1 where you're on, I think it's Misty Island, and there's that weird arena where you get absolutely raped by the lurkers.
That's only if you're, like, a noob. I thought that was... Yeah. I mean, it did take me a couple times, but there's a basic strategy if you pick up the red eco at the proper points.
Yeah, but still, it was like, when I was first playing it, I was like, oh my god, I am totally getting raped in here.
Exactly. It's just, oh darn it. Okay, now
if this keeps up, we're just going to have to end up with our own podcast.
I know, right? And then just, like, post, like, a transcript or something on like, the Facebook page. Like, yeah, this is just, like, a follow-up side thing.
Yeah, really? We'll have follow-up conversations on our Facebook.
Exactly. And just, like, post it out there. Yeah, this is what we're doing for Fan Art Friday. It's audio only. Damn. So, anyways, we're going to have to put this baby to bed because we don't want to go into, like, 45 minutes. Oh, my God.
I don't want to piss off Kevin and Justin.
Of course. Anywho.
I guess we're going to continue this on a later episode.
Or something or other. Okay, this is Mia and Jess saying, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
You totally missed the cue. Okay, now we got to do it again.
Okay.
Okay. And this is Mia and Jess saying, okay, bye.
Hey.
That was awkward sounding. We're just going to, okay, just bye. Just bye.
Bye.
Where's the stop button on this? Dear God. Where is the stop button? I cannot find the stop button. Stop the madness.
It doesn't want us to stop, Mia.
Okay, I found the button. Here we go. Press.